We continue Beis Hashem is Baruch Simon Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Hey. Oslo Badin Lasapa Inyan Hish Mishpel Fnei Adayin Shloim Fnei Badin Chavera. You're not allowed to speak to the Dayin about the case if the other party is not there. And therefore, it's most important when a Rav is asked a question about Chosh Mishpat, when the question is asked, he should try to understand. Is the person asking a question because he has a halakha question, he's trying to understand the Gemara, or he's really trying to set up the Dayan to say something that will be used ultimately in the Din Torah? It's not like a question in other subjects of halakha where a person wants to know what to do or what not to do. V'loy yagdim atz my level of Din Dayan. Person should not come speak to a dayan, come to chaveroi before the other party comes. You shouldn't even sit in bezdin in front of the dayan without the other person there. And therefore, even the bayrim, when we have two dayanim, that each one picks a dayan and then they pick the third one, since they're acting in the role of dayanim, should not really hear what the other. What each party has to say until we have a full session of Besdin. Sifov k'shem shadayin shalokeich shochet. I feel zakas azaka over belays to say, even if somebody takes bribe to do what's right, is over a laugh, as the pasuk says, k'shochet yave enichachomim bis aleph divrei tzadikim. Even somebody who is a tzadik gets blinded by shochet. Kach anoisen is a shochet. Somebody who gives shochet. He was not allowed to give the dayan shaychet. Sifov oslut and shek b'chol inyan. Nobody, you're never allowed to lie. I feel him yidei ba'atz mishuzakai. Even if somebody knows that he's really innocent, v'mi'itan emes yitzchai b'din. But he knows if he's to say the truth, he's going to lose. Mikamokam lo yitin sheker. He shouldn't say something which is not true. Hach isav gemar tana rabbanan minayin lo yishu chaveray. Somebody owes money to somebody else. So Naim Shloyomer at Nenabim Messiah, somebody owes you me money, and I know he owes me $100. But what I'm going to say is that he owes me $200. Kedei Shiyot Libim Money, because I know he'll admit that he owes me $100. And then he's Chayiv Lishvua. Then that's going to be a case of Moedim Mixus, because I asked for two and he admitted to one. That's called Moedim Mixus, which the Torah says in the case of Moedim Mixus, he has to make a Shvua. And once he has to make a shvua to me, al gagal of shvua makam acher, I have other claims against him that normally I cannot get him to make a shvua on. Now I will have a claim that I could get him to make a shvua on. Tamalom medvah shechet tirchak, you're never allowed to say something which is untrue. Menayin lechnoish b'chaver mono v'tana masayim. Shloyoyim aloiva. If somebody owes me $100, and I say he owes me $200, the loiva should say, I'm gonna have to swear a moedim mixus, which I don't want to do. Void lechutz lebezdin, so I'm gonna deny, even though it's not true, because I do owe 100, and then I'll admit outside of bezdin, kedei shleischayel shvua, to avoid being responsible to make a shvua, and what he won't also be able to do is v'loyal galay shvua makamecha. He won't be able to make a shvua, coerce me to make other shvua which I wouldn't have normally had to make. Again. You're never allowed to say something which is not true. One person owes three people money. So what they should do is they'll make like this. Only one of them will make the claim, and the other two will not make a claim. And therefore, since they won't be making a claim, they'll be able to be edim. Like that, kishtei shiyotza money v'yichloiku. Like that, to be able to extract the money. Tamloim, if you're a party to the din Torah, don't say that you're not, and say you're an A. Tamloim v'dvah sheket tirchak. Sif ches l'pam baladinim baram lam noshim shiasu pshar b'neim. Sometimes the two parties pick a third party or party, a third group of people to make a compromise. In betzir bezdin shlebe bezdin. Whether it's done in Bezdin or not with Bezdin, v'davaze hagenhu. This is most appropriate. Shukalachem etzadet tzuchse shalzeh shabachroi. Each one will represent the party that chose him. For Yetzah Peshkaroy, and like that, they'll come up with a good compromise. For Dafkla Tzadik B'derech HaYosher. But to do so, you're only allowed to do it in a straight fashion. One shouldn't use any unacceptable means to get to a compromise. Just like we have an obligation to make sure that the din Torah is honest, we have to make sure that the compromise is honest. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch speaks about pshara karv ledin, that the compromise should reflect what the din is. But to do something just to end the case, which is totally not honest, even though it represents a pshara, that is not what is acceptable. And when somebody comes to Bezdin should try to get the parties to compromise, unless the parties insist that they want to have the exact din and no pshara. Siftes yochel adam lasas din la'atzmai. Somebody could take the law into his hands. If he sees something that belongs to him, somebody else holding on to something that belongs to him, shegozel, somebody else stole something that belongs to me, I could take what belongs to me. But that means I only could take back what actually belongs to me. But if I see somebody's holding on to something of mine, so I'm going to take something else of his in order to get back my thing, that is usur. Similarly, the halacha is, if you have two partners that are looking to dissolve the partnership, but they recognize that one partner feels that the other partner had cheated him, he could hold back paying up until they could come to terms what is and what isn't owed. Sif, v'me'echer ame k'negdoi. And if the other party is not letting him take back what was stolen from him, he could even hit him. If I can't get back my stolen object otherwise, even if there won't be a real financial loss, if we'll wait till we go to Din Torah. If there are witnesses that see me taking this from someone else, then hitting is not permitted, unless he could definitively prove shenot l'shaloi. Kim lo yivar, if he can't definitively prove that, l'mahani lo tfisosoi. This that he seized it is irrelevant. Kim shayed medav, since there are edim. Aval evil main edim, if there are no edim, daz mahani tfisosoi. So under those circumstances, he's allowed to seize what is his. Yochel asis kain, he could take back what belongs to him, even if he doesn't have definitive proof to that effect. Sifyod b'nei'ir, shememidin l'ambezdin, a community that's appointing a bezdin, tzrichim leida, shesh b'kolechem hem, that each one of the dayonim that are appointed, yesh shviv dvarim elu, they have to have the following personality. And once you're appointed to Dayan, then the halacha is you should not avoid paskening shilas. Once you are appointed, you should take that appointment seriously and carry it out. They should be chachmatar, they should be talmid chama, they should be modest, yira, they should have yirshmayim, sinis manam of shilas shalhem, they should not have a desire for money. I have a sense they should love the truth. I have a sabrius lahem, people like them, balish shem v'maseyem, people who have a good reputation. But call a mam dain shein a hogun, if somebody appoints a dain who's not worthy, over b'leis asay, he is over a mitzvah leis asay. The poskim discuss that of course it would be best to find a dain that has all of these characteristics. If not, we have to do the best we can. When we have it in Torah, the person shouldn't say plainly Osho here, this man is a wealthy man, Krove, who is my relative, or Shivena Bedin, he's the man that I should make a dayin. Any dayin who got his appointment only because he's wealthy, one should not go to it in Torah by such a dayin, or lechabdu b'shakibud, one should not show him any honor. All of Dasha ben Hussein Zuchan Levracha, and regarding such a dying, did Chazal say, Elohei chesev, Elohei zov, lo yisasulchem. Sifir alfa yorashem b'm chachom arurim liyus dayonim. If there's a city that doesn't have talmidei chachomim that are qualified to be dayonim, memanim hatoivim v'chom shebehem, ladas en she'ir. We pick the best we can. V'hem yidu alfa pish en arurim l'dayonim, and they should do the dinei Torah, even though they don't have all the characteristics. Kidei shlo yelchu l'fnei akosh l'av d'chavim, better than going to secular court. V'kima shekibol ayim b'nei yir, once the people in the city have appointed them, ein achi yochel fosl, once they've been appointed, they cannot and should not be disqualified. V'kom aseyim, whatever they do, they should do l'shem shemayim. Sif yudeis kom ish yudei edis l'chaveroi. Anybody who could say testimony on some behalf of someone else, the royal leader, and he's qualified to say the testimony. And my friend will benefit from my saying this testimony. And he asks me to come to say Bezdin. And the halach is, even if he didn't ask me, but I know that by my saying testimony, I could benefit him. The obligation is that he should say Eidus on his behalf, as the Pasuk says, V'u'eid o'ro o'yodo em lo yagid. If you hold back from saying testimony, v'nosavon, you have an aveira. And if you do say the proper testimony, you'll mekayim a mitzvah to say daraisa. V'mkavash adosoi, and if he holds back, chay b'din ishmayim. V'os lo'adam lo'hoi b'dover, sheni yedeya. But if you don't know the facts, you may not say testimony, even though I know that the other person is not lying. I know I heard it. Saying testimony based on hearsay, of course, is not considered valid testimony. Then the Baal Din just says to me, just stand there. You don't have to say a word. Just, I want to cause that my opponent should get nervous. V'yizbar, and he'll think sheyeshli shnei eidim, that I have two eidim to testify on my behalf. And by doing this, v'yizbar sheyeshli shnei eidim v'yodeli yolishmalai, don't participate, because that shnemar v'shaker tirchak. The halacha is that you have to do anything, that you should avoid doing anything that could cause something dishonest. Sif Yigim Hada Eidecha Meid, when we learn that one aid could say Eidus, Zed Afka B'Dabash B'Money, that's only by financial matters. The Mahani Gim Eidechod, an Eidechod could be helpful, Linyan Shvua, as far as a Shvua is concerned. Became Dvar Isser, Imdaila Nasa Isser, and when it comes to other matters, if the Isser has not yet been done, Kedei Lefrushim Isura, if I'm saying testimony to prevent somebody from doing an Aveira. Avum Kva Nas Isser, if the Aveira has already been done, Lo Yoyed Eid Echad, one aid should not come say testimony, the Kivin Eid Echad Ein Neman, since one aid is not really trusted, it can't accomplish anything, Eina El Kamayt Hashem Charveiroi, saying this testimony is just pure Metzishemra. But if there's a chance that by me saying Eidus, even though I'm only one aid, I can make a difference, then I should say the Eidus. So if you dalit, Hanoitus Chalahoid, somebody takes payment to say testimony, Eduso Bitela. And even if he gave back the money, then the Eidus that he said is nullified, but now he could start from scratch saying Eidus. Avalel Charis is inyan. To go deliberately to see something, in other words, to be hired to see something, that I should be able to be called later as a testimony, as an aid, mutalay litan schar. I could get paid for that. There's a machloikus, what type of payment, if I could be paid whatever negotiated salary, or I could take schar b'tel only, how much I'd be willing not to be paid, not to work at that time. To get paid to go find Eidus, that is permissible. Avrak Schar Roy Lefi Atircha, Shaloi, you only can get paid what is a fair wage. Shaloi, yes, yoiser. And that's why the minig is that people who are hired to be edim to on a get, on a divorce, are allowed to get paid. If there's a bother and time and money involved to arrive to Bezdin, one is allowed to pay payment for that, for this time and expenses. However, because the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I taught you, Torah, and the Gemara teaches us, Masechta B'chairis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'ani B'chinam, just like I don't get paid for what I do, Atem B'chinam, you shouldn't get paid for what you do. However, to get, but Schar B'teila, Schar Tircha is permissible.